morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of,
I guess I should say, a holiday weekend. It's Columbus Day on Monday
edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. The fastest way is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on listen upper left, and then listen online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. Check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And gosh, speaking of Facebook, there's the big news of the day. And that would be that California has banned declawing of cats. Okay, I think the fourth state in the country to do that. And many countries do that. Yep. So, and that, of course, would be Natasha Venter. We have switched up the schedule this month. So Natasha is here this week. Dr. Nelson Linda will be here next week. So today is basically talk, you know, behavior training and healing questions with me, or talk with your human or animal loved ones, this side or the other, personal readings, anything psychic with Natasha. And David Brown is sitting in for Nathan again, because he's off canoodling in the Philippines. Oh, but I forgot to tell you, too. Nathan is able to bring up the Mariners games on his phone. So he's sometimes he can watch it. You know, he can bring the TV feed on his phone, and sometimes he can only hear it. So on the big huge game on Friday, he was able to watch some of it and listen only to other parts. But the fun thing is that he's in touch with me during the game, so we can text back and forth. And oh boy, was he excited!
I wonder if Bigfoot's going to make a playoff appearance when he returns.
Well, I would think it's probably up to Miller. Because they're the sponsors that you know, he's the Miller Lite Bigfoot guy. And as of the regular season, Nathan was in the beer garden before every Sunday home game. Now, I don't know. Do you know, David, are there any of the playoff games that would end up being here on a Sunday at home? I would think if I were Miller Lite and I was in charge, I would say during the playoffs, if the Mariners play at home,
it doesn't matter
Bigfoot
what day
will be there. It doesn't matter what day. So that would be my decision if I were in charge. But we know that I'm not in charge.
Yeah, so it would be either Wednesday, Thursday, or if it makes it to Friday, which I hope it does. Yeah, those would be the three home games.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I vote for if we're at home, he should be there as Bigfoot. So we'll have to see what happens when he give it. Well, let's see. It'll depend on if he's back here or not. Because when he doesn't, let's see. I have to look at my calendar. I think he comes back Wednesday. Let me see. Yep, Nathan returns. He doesn't come home, David, until Wednesday the 15th. So that's this coming Wednesday is when he gets back in town.
Yeah, that would be game three. So, and game four would be Thursday. So maybe we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. So it's possible. And what I didn't ask him, though, is do they have anybody else being Bigfoot when he's gone? But I don't think they do. So anyway.
Nobody's tall enough.
That's true. That's true. The tallest man on the planet is now in the Philippines. And he's the tallest. I swear he's the tallest person in the Philippines. Because there isn't, in all of the photographs, which there are tons of, all the photographs, all of the people, there isn't anyone that even touches the air around or that Nathan's breathing, because, you know, he's at least a foot taller than everybody else there. And his lady friend, Fia, you know, her head hits him right under his armpit. So, you know, he's definitely tall. All righty then.
Yeah, but you know, opposites can have fun, because I'm 5 foot, my husband's 6 foot.
Okay, so you kind of understand that. I have friends that, you know, one, you know, the guy's really tall and the gal's really short, and you know, it's worked out fine. Height's never been the issue. if they, they can have
I mean,
issues.
You just stand on a step or stand on the couch or, you know, it's like you just, you know, if you want, you know, because otherwise he's leaning over all the time. So sometimes, you know, we take advantage of this, you know, the steps or.
Yeah, you stand. Yeah, well, that makes sense. All right. Well, let's see. Before we go any further, let's find out astrologically, Natasha, what's going on?
Well, we just went through basically a huge car wash for September. You know, if you think about it, you know, we're in a 9-year, the year of the snake. We're in a very big shift of just how to do completions. Pluto's been playing a lot of games, and Pluto's basically the planet of endings and new beginnings.
Oh,
okay. So it's really been, it's been in retrograde. I forget exactly. I think it's coming back in here soon, you know, and it's one of those things. We had a nine year and September was a 9 month, and 9 represents endings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had the 9 day. I don't know if anybody felt what I felt on that 9 day, but I also understand that my husband's having a 9-year, personal 9-year. I'm having a personal 9-year. We're both in our second Saturn return. So this 9 month was pretty impactful for my life on all categories, setting up new boundaries, setting up new understandings, you know, financially.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. And
you know, there was that whole thing. So that was my personal life. And then you think about what's going on in the government. But Pluto is an outer world. So it's like negotiating a lot of older outer stuff. And then we have Saturn at play. So that mantra, everything in my life is meant for my spiritual evolution, has no more been so true. And I know that we're all like emotionally tired. We're all struggling with, you know, just, you know, that kind of that, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, God, I want to take a nap moments, right? We're just, even if we're not doing much, you know, we're still like, I know that for me, there was many a days in September that I was trying to take, not try to take a nap if I had things to do, you know, because I was just so tired. So, you know, I know that our bodies are going through a big evolution. I know my gut has been like saying, don't eat this now, you know, do that, you know, do this over here, try to do that. So, you know, our digestive system, our heart system, our mind system is going through a big evolution in this process of where we're at. And the planetary shifts and changes are triggering a lot of that. You know, I need to say this. I need to do this. I'm getting a call to do this. But the thing is, though, how can we slow down and instead of getting into reaction, you know, there's so many things out there right now in the world that wants us to react, stay in the old patterns, stay in the old story, stay in that reaction of, you know, why isn't it this way? Why I need to do it this way. But if we can kind of step into that, you know, take a breath before we react. Take a breath before we engage with something. You know, really see, why do I need to engage in this trigger? Why do I need to step into this moment? You know, really see, how can it benefit yourself and others? Because sometimes, you know, like we get so upset with, let's say, what's going over in Israel, and thank you, God, for, you know, having that ceasefire finally, you know, and I'm hoping and praying that it stays, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that's the big question now. Is it going to hold?
You know, it's like, and that can be a trigger for us. I'm getting chills as I'm speaking. You know, that can be a big trigger for us. But really, what can we do with that? Well, I know for me, I am not doing, I can send prayers, I can send blessings, I can, you know, negotiate what I'm doing, put prayers, when I, there's a video on, I put, you know, Reiki energy on it, you know, whatever I can do. But the thing I can do is I'm not able to be triggered by that. But what I can do is use that trigger and be, you know, like when I see somebody who's having troubles in their day-to-day walk, I can go up and if they allow me to, give them a hug, right? So I'm shifting what that trigger was to something that I can do that's better for my life, my intentions, how can I send blessings when somebody cuts me off instead of yelling and screaming at them, you know, in the car, you know, it's like So using those outer triggers, and what can we do to bring them down into our inner life? And please, please, please take care of your body. Energetically, I have talked to so many people about their adrenals, you know, their adrenal glands, you know, that their adrenal glands are being so like tired, because that is our alternator of our body. You know, that's the thing that keeps our body running. It's the endocrine system is part of that. So then when our adrenals are struggling, then our thyroid struggles, and then our pituitary gland struggles, and then, you know, it's like our liver struggles, and then, you know, it's like a domino effect. And and so if you can, you know, Google what foods, you know, maybe take a supplement that's from like a co-op type of thing. There's so many vitamins that you go to the grocery store, and I wouldn't even take any of those, guys, you know, because there's so many pharmaceutical hands in the bucket for that, you know, in my opinion, in my truth. You know, it's like, so if we can really take the perception, because I know that we've gone through a lot since before COVID, you know, and we're just on this treadmill of doings and really. And then now I find that sometimes there's some days where I've gotten on the treadmill, I've actually started rolling, you know, my feet have come out from underneath me and I'm just rolling, right? Because, and the treadmill's just keeping me going, because we're just so like pelted. And but it's going to be so worth it. I'm just so excited. I'm really excited for where this world is going to be. It's just this destruction, this discombobulation is part of the breaking down. And all we can do is put, I mean, I know for me that I haven't necessarily become numb, but I've become neutral. You know, I've really become neutral with a lot of the things around me, because of the fact that it's like, well, you know, we're actually kind of in this energetically shift of the planets, you know, the 3D, the 2D dimensional shift into other dimensions. And it's almost like, you know, this taffy pulling these two worlds apart, and I'm deciding what reality I want to be in. And in that neutrality that I'm finding, it gives me a chance to be in observation, that I see what is being played, what is negotiating. And I personally want to sit in joy. And joy isn't necessarily happiness. It's just being content. It's being, I'm okay. And it's actually using that, you know, affirmation. Everything in my life is for my spiritual evolution.
It's a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution.
And, you know, it's like, if we can really go into what is this here to teach me? What is this showing me? You know, my body wants to rest. Okay, I have 15 minutes that I can sit on the couch and rest. You know, it's like, do these things that are really calling to us to negotiate our embetterment. But it is, you know, and the mariners are a big part of the thing, that, you know, a lot of us now are having doubt, right? Can they really go forward? You know, are they going to be able to do it? Well, if we have doubt, what is that energy field going to be, right? Become more neutral with it and say, well, there's an opportunity here, right?
Well, remember, thought directs energy.
Exactly.
So you don't want to put your thoughts into the negative stuff or the questioning or the doubt. You want to put your thoughts into the positive thinking. I always tell my clients, you know, the books on the power of positive thinking weren't written for no good reason. You know, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So you need to watch your thoughts and all of that.
Exactly. Because it's not necessarily that there isn't things that are happening that are hard. You know, I know a lot of people are financially in trouble right now. You know, they're one paycheck away from not being able to go to the grocery store or paying their rent. And my love goes to you. And I pray that you can negotiate it. And the thing is, though, you know, the days where I moved 7 times in 3 years, you know, because, you know, my husband wasn't paying rent, he was using drugs, right? That, you know, I really had to, what is this here to teach me? How can I help myself do better? What is the next step the universe wants me to move into?
Well, and you talked about something really important.
It's that proactiveness, because, you know, like, there's a lot of movement in this world, but what can we do to be proactive in our thinking? What can I do next? Universe, where can I go next? What is the opportunities that bring me light and love next, universe? You start asking the questions and then being observant of where the universe is saying. The billboards, I don't know how many animals I have running in front of me or flying. When I was going over to Eastern Washington, I had 7 to 10 turkey buzzards that basically almost hit my car as I was driving down the road. You know, the universe is here for us to show
bringing
us.
Bringing in messages, huh? Interesting.
Bringing in messages. And, you know, I had an experience this last 2 weekends ago where I was driving to Eastern Washington and I was with some friends and they lost their son. And I was doing, and the son was talking to me the whole time I was talking, you know, being at their house. And I just ran out of time and I had to get 2 more hour drive to further to Eastern Washington over by Spokane. And it was like, and so I got in my car. And since I didn't give the message, their son decided to start playing with my car. So I had my the light that has that you need more traction, it was on. My cruise control light was flashing at me. I never use my cruise control. And then my check engine light came on, right? And so as I'm checking in, okay, I know that the universe is having a play at me here. It wasn't anything. My car felt safe. I checked my gas cap, you know, because I know check engine light can come on when your gas cap's off, right? And then I called my husband, and he basically said, Natasha, there was nothing wrong with your car before. Why would there be something wrong now, right? And so I ended up driving 2 more hours, and literally I was the only car on the road with my navigation, which has stirred me wrong before, right? Uh-huh. My navigation was getting me on these roads, these gravel roads. You know, I hit, I was going to a cabin. And so I was driving on these roads, the only one on the car on the road, driving to the middle of nowhere. Finally, on a gravel road, I see dead end road. And I was like, okay, navigation, you're telling me to go further, right? Okay, I gotta trust. I gotta trust beyond. I got to trust beyond. So finally, I got down in the trees. I knew I was going to a lake. So I knew that I was going down, down, down. Finally, I hit the Y in the road. And my navigation stopped working because I was down in the middle of nowhere. And I called my daughter-in-law. And that's the thing is that when we're in the Y in the road, when we're in the Y of the road and we've trusted beyond. And I called her because I was just so tired. I trusted beyond, right? My trust was like, we got to call in the universe. We got to call in the universe and ask for help when we are in the Y in the road and look at what the universe is coming. So here she comes in her blue car and guided me down into where we needed to be, right? Well, it ended up being okay. I drove back the 5 hours back home, got in my car later in the day. And after
everything
I had the conversation with our friends, I gave the message that their son wanted to. I couldn't do it then, but I did it when I got home. Got in my car again, no lights on.
Yep, it worked. All right, we got to take care of advertisers. We are over time. So if you've got questions for either of us, want to talk about animals on any subject, I'm here. And Natasha's here. If you want an intuitive reading, give us a call, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, toll free 888-298-5569. We're going to take care of advertisers. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. You know, they've got the Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway. The yoga hall is right next to that, and they're about right in the middle of service right now. Service starts at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. And if you can't get to the temple like me most Sunday mornings, because I haven't mastered being two places at the same time yet, anyway, you can watch live on Facebook at Ananda Seattle Bothell, I believe, on Facebook, or you can stream the show live from the Ananda website, anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org, and which you can watch live, or you can watch it after the show. You can watch it anytime, actually. So check that out. And then Whispering Dragon Center, Jude Ponton, our sound healer. And she does amazing light chiropractic. And the Acutonics, I think, is so much more powerful than just acupuncture. The forks and the vibration make it so much more powerful, and the ability to target the energy. And she can help you with all kinds of emotional and physical issues. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and you can, or you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And remember, of course, that I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer. And if you want, know anybody has problems with their dogs, or if you do, I can help you resolve things very, very quickly. And as Natasha says, you know, I come in and I customize the whole thing, and I feel what's going on with everybody, and then we create a way to make it work for you and your dog friends. So write down my phone number. Tell anybody you know. I always talk to them for free on the phone. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Well, and how about that? Yay, there is somebody out there in Radio Land because we have our first phone call for the day. And as you know, we prioritize phone calls So let's see. We're going to head down to Auburn. And Aaron, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha. Hello, Aaron.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, I couldn't hear if you said my name or not. Hi, how are you?
We're good. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. You're welcome. What can we do for you?
Yeah, so you actually just wanted to say you helped my dog before, and so thank you so much. But I have
what did I see? Is that with talking to you about your dog on the radio, or did I come and work with you? How did I help you?
Yeah, on the radio, you helped me find what foods were good for him because he was having some issues.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, what foods? So he's been fine ever since. So thank you.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right.
You and Dr. Nels, actually, both of you guys were huge.
Fantastic.
Help.
All right. So what's going on now?
So I have my brother's dog, actually. He's been living with us, and my brother moved away. So he's staying with us, and he's had really bad skin allergies. My brother.
Okay. Just a minute, Aaron, because I want to get the information we need. Because so Natasha's listening too, so she can tune in. What's the name of your brother's dog?
Kyoshi. Kyoshi.
Kyoshi. And what kind of dog is Kyoshi?
He's a German Shepherd Golden Retriever.
German Shepherd Golden. What does he look like? More like a Golden or a Shepherd or?
Yeah, he looks more like a Shepherd, but with like the hair of a Golden.
Okay. And about how old is Kyoshi?
He's 11.
11 years old. Neutered male or unneutered?
Neutered.
Okay. All right. So now what'd you say? He's got some allergies going on, did you say?
Yeah. Yeah. He's always had like some skin allergies. It kind of seemed seasonal in the past. And my brother would spray this like apple cider vinegar kind of mixture on him, which seemed to help, but he smells like apple cider vinegar all the time.
Okay.
So I kind of stopped using it over the summer. And recently in the last 2 weeks, he was like biting himself raw on his back hind. And so it was so bad. I had to take him into the vet and, you know, they gave him this shot. It's like an allergy shot.
Probably a steroid.
What was that?
Probably a steroid.
Probably. And they said that.
You know, anti-inflammatory.
Yeah. And he's a Cytopoint. And he's had it before in the past and it helped. This was just, about 2 weeks ago, and now he's itching again. And I was trying to get on with you guys before because I just want to get a more permanent resolution. You know, I mean, not only are the shots expensive, but I just don't want to be injecting him with that kind of stuff all the time.
Well, the problem with that, Aaron, you know, the injections or, you know, medication to block the allergic response or to calm it down, it's not that those things are bad. But they're not addressing the problem, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and so where I come from, and I think Natasha, we come from the point of, well, let's get to the root of the cause and solve the problem, okay?
Exactly.
You know, it's like the medication Apoquil that's out there. Oh, you got, you know, dogs itchy. Well, give them Apoquil so they don't itch anymore. Well, from the beginning when that drug came out decades ago, and it came out when I was still working in veterinary medicine, it's like, excuse me, why don't we just solve the problem that's causing the itching?
Right.
Okay, so that's where I come up with that kind of stuff. Now, I also do want to remind you, Aaron, we switched up the schedule this month. So Natasha's here today. Dr. Nels will be here next Sunday.
Okay.
So I think no matter what we do this week, I'd like you to call in again next week, to let us know if anything we tell you this week is helping, but B, so we can get Kyoshi balanced, his physical body balanced. And of course, and Natasha might be able to give us a read if Dr. Nell's working on Kyoshi will be helpful to him and that sort of thing. But with the allergy sort of stuff, you know, what I'll tell you, the itching and the allergy stuff, we know from Dr. Al Pluckner's work, you know, and Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, which was his definitive book, that allergies all start with the food.
Mm-hmm. The gut.
When you got an itchy dog, even if it's seasonal, so maybe reacting to fleas or to grass or to pollens and this sort of thing, the reason that happens is because the immune system is already too busy dealing with the food.
Yeah.
So when you got this kind of stuff, Erin, it probably, I know you said that I helped you before with another dog with allergy stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's I don't remember what we did with that, but it's probably real similar what you got to do with Kiyoshi here.
Well, it's so funny, actually, what you helped me with my other dog is he kept having crystals, and so after I got him neutered and stuff, yeah, and so and then his stomach was bad. And so
okay, so that was digestive stuff. All right, so let's start with Kiyoshi. What are you feeding this dog?
Yeah, okay, I'm feeding him a, it's called a signature dog food. I think it's like grain-free. Yep. And then and I feed both the dogs the same thing, you know, just to keep it easier. But, and then I feed him a Stellan Chewy's raw or like a lamb kind of patty, just like a quarter of it with each meal. And the dry food.
All right. Now I'm going to time out here because I want to, including Natasha here, I don't want a lot of detail. Just at this point, I want you to look at the energy with what I just said, that allergies always start with food, looking at his food. Can you tell Natasha with the energy right now, if we were to adjust the food and get the food right, is that going to help this dog?
I think that I'm getting that the food is okay because that's one thing about the grains and that kind of stuff. Is it the lamb?
I don't want details and I don't want specifics. I just want to know energetically if just getting the food right for Kiyoshi, if that's going to help this itching problem.
Yeah, I've been seeing the gut. It's that gut.
Okay,
it's
the
intestinal gut. It's not the stomach gut. It's the intestinal gut.
Then what we got to know, so what I can just tell you, Erin, at this the signature that food. I'm familiar with the food, and I believe that it is a limited ingredient, and that they use from novel proteins. Which is good, but anything can be an allergen in the food. But allergies develop after long-term exposure to the same thing. Would be interesting to know if we knew, since this dog's 11 years old, and it sounds like there's been a history of this throughout the dog's life, is what the dog was eating when he was really young. The number one food meat allergen for dogs these days is chicken, because it's most commonly used. But anything can become an allergen. And I think what you're probably going to need to do to start with him is that you want to get a real limited ingredient, simple diet going on here. I know you're using Signature, you're using Stella and Chewy's. Stella and Chewy's is also an excellent company and make great all kinds of freeze-dried meat products. Mm-hmm. So you can get really clean products from them and just meat protein type stuff can be good. But you can't have too many things in there. Dr. Pluckner would have you put dogs on like a white potatoes and cottage cheese diet.
Oh, interesting.
And then you had to do that long enough so the itching stopped, and then you would gradually add in ingredients to see what they're allergic to. But normally, I mean, we probably don't have what we could do, though, is next week when you call in, if you were prepared and had the dog's food that he's eating now and the ingredient label, so you could read me in the ingredients, we could probably switch. But I think it's Signature that makes like a kangaroo diet.
Yeah.
See, the novel proteins are really good because our dog's systems haven't been exposed to them. Okay, so the predisposition to allergies to those things don't exist, and it can often be a really good diet. So, but I don't know all the ingredients in the Signature, like their kangaroo diet, but it might be that if you just put them on that food, the kangaroo, for a while, to see what happens. I'll often...
Is that a hard food?
Pardon me?
Is that a hard?
It's a dry. Well, isn't the Signature you said you're feeding now? That's a dry food, right?
Yeah, I just wasn't sure. Yeah, I wasn't sure if. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I have the ingredients right here. If that helps.
Okay. What's read me the ingredients?
Lamb meal, chickpeas, peas, flaxseed, sunflower oil, natural flavor, dehydrated alfalfa meal.
Okay.
Salt.
Stop. Stop. All right. Lamb is usually a low allergy causing. That doesn't mean if this dog's had a lot of lamb, could be allergic to the lamb. But the big ingredient, the first red flag, and it's high on the list, the chickpeas.
Uh-huh.
Dogs that have allergies have an underlying endocrine immune imbalance. We call it the Pleckner syndrome because that's the vet that described it. Okay, and it's been missed by traditional medicine, so most vets don't know about it. And the reason it's been missed is because it's all about estrogen, but not ovarian estrogen. And that's why it's been missed, because that's the only thing we test for. This is about adrenal estrogen and other forms of estrogen. Well, so when you have a dog that's got allergies, one of the first things you got to do is you don't want any ingredients in their food that have lots of estrogen in it, because it feeds the imbalance. Chickpeas are loaded with plant-based estrogen. Now, okay. I have an iPhone, so I can say to my iPhone, "Hey Siri, show me a list of foods with estrogen in them," and a whole list will come up. So the things you have to avoid in the food are common ingredients that we're putting in these days, because ingredients like sweet potatoes, real high in estrogen, the chickpeas, lentils, flax. So a lot of ingredients that we think, you know, are good, but they have lots of estrogen in them, are going to kick a dog with this imbalance more into the imbalance.
Yeah.
So you got to get all estrogen ingredients out of the food. You want a real simple, now if you wanted a lamb diet that gets the chickpeas out and everything else, that's probably a problem. Canine caviar is the best. It's the highest quality you can get, and it's their lamb version is just lamb and some millet and peas. So it's a pretty good clean diet to test to see if lamb is a good one. It just can be you can't find it in stores. Depending, well, where are you? You're in Auburn, so there's not a store down there that carries it, but you can get it on Chewy.com, Petflow.com, or Amazon.com, but just check the pricing because it can vary. But the canine caviar lamb, and canine caviar makes several different foods. I like their lamb, their fish, chicken if you can feed it. They have a duck and a venison. Don't recommend the bison, the buffalo, because it has chickpeas in it for that reason. But anyway, So I think the Signature right now, those chickpeas could be what's messing up the detail. And I don't know if Natasha gets a hit on that or not. But then if you're whatever you're feeding the Stella and Chewies, are you feeding a lamb to Stella and Chewies?
Mm-hmm.
So you're keeping it all the same. Well, I would say that since you're on lamb is the meat protein, but you've got some other things in that Signature. Lamb's probably not a good one because he's itching,
right?
And having the problem. So you're going to have to switch to. You could try him on the canine caviar fish. Might be the next best choice to test, and. So I think the two things is you got to find a very limited ingredient food that we can test to see if he eats it, he's not going to itch. The other thing, when Natasha gets digestive and that kind of stuff, that sometimes these dogs are reacting not necessarily to the specific ingredients, but to the lower quality ingredients in the food, and adding a good plant-based digestive enzyme is really good. The one I recommend is called Optigest, O-P-T-A-G-E-S-T, Optigest. It's made by a company called In Clover. You should be able to find it on the shelf at any pet store, and I'm sure you can find it online. But Optigest, and it's just you put a little teeny bit in there in every meal, and that helps them process and assimilate the food better. Do you get any hit, Natasha, that digestive enzymes might help this guy? And if what I'm saying about the simple diet, we get off the lamb, because that doesn't seem to be working right now. Or, you know, you could just get the chickpeas and the other stuff out and just do the canine caviar lamb. But I'm suspecting that's not a good choice right now. But anyway, what are you getting, Natasha?
So what I got is that it's the intestines that there are off, like the fickle in the cellar, you know, the hairs of the, but I also get that, you know, that there's the stress that's in the dog's body. There's a little bit of stress in the dog's body through changes, through, you know, just the shepherd part of him, you know, just, you know.
And shepherds are notorious for crappy digestive systems.
Yeah. So right? there's that. And,
But so, Natasha, when you're saying digestive is not working, the plant-based digestive enzymes should help balance that. Are you feeling that
and
at
then
all?
And then, you know, that's what I'm getting is that it's lamb. When I muscle tested lamb was kind of like, it was edgy, but it wasn't necessarily the problem, but it was kind of edgy. It was kind of like maybe taking a break on the lamb for just a little bit,
right,
you know, while you're shifting
things
up.
Can you test
up.
Fish? Well, I tell you what, looking at
fish,
the time,
fish would be good.
Aaron, can you hold on?
Yep.
Okay. We have to take care of advertisers so we don't run out of time. While we're doing that, Natasha, can you muscle test? You tested lamb, test fish, test chicken, test.
Chicken's off.
Yeah. Okay, test venison, but muscle test all the other meats you can think of. And some of the great, you do as much muscle testing as you can while we're doing commercials. And then we'll come back and talk to Aaron again. And we may have to two-part you, Aaron, as we'll deal with you, you know, as much as we can today. Because we can always, if you've got time, we can hold you over the top of the hour if we need to. And spend, if nobody else is calling, we might as well talk to you. And so we can do as much as we can. But then we can follow up next week when we get Dr. Nels to tune in. Because, and that's another thing, Natasha, I want you to can Dr.
Oh,
Nels,
yeah, I already know she needs to call next week.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So that's good. All right. So Natasha's going to do some more muscle testing. Aaron, you hang on. We'll take care of advertisers and we'll pick this up on the other side. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio.
We're excited to tell you that while we continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at 8 a.m., we're also on 880 a.m. Kixie Mondays at 3.
As always, we bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We also share Conscious Minutes Fridays during the John Tesh Show on Kixie.
Remember, Conscious Talk Radio on Fridays at 8 a.m. on KKNW for fresh shows every week.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. All right, we are in the middle of a phone call with Erin from down in Auburn. We're talking about her brother's dog, which now is living with Erin, as I understand, I think. Kiyoshi is a German Shepherd Golden Retriever. It has been itchy his whole life, and that's an issue in what we're talking about. So, Erin, are you still with us?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. So, Natasha, she's been doing some testing and stuff. So what'd you come up with?
What I came up with is that there's the flora in the
intestinal flora.
Yeah, is off. And so there's the substance. Digestive enzyme. There we go.
The digestive enzymes with probiotics is
yes.
What's if that. Yeah. So
that would be helpful. Calling in for Nels would be helpful. So the things that I'm seeing is that there's the stress. There's the shepherd part of the gut. There's also been there's just a little bit of anxiety with the unknowing of what's happening, you know, that connection that she had with your brother and the brother not being there, you know, there's a little bit of that wondering. She feels good in the home. She feels safe in the home, but there's that like wondering, but somebody's not here. Somebody, you know, kind of that wondering. And then there's the age, you know, there's the age of just things that have happened in the life. And the gut has always been the go-to for the stress. The gut has been the go-to for a lot of the negotiations of what the dog has gone through. And so with that, this is just like the road, you know, we're kind of getting down to an older road, you know, of this story. And so that's where I got turkey was good.
I got turkey was okay.
I got kangaroo was good. I got no chicken.
Did you say fish too? Didn't you
fish
say
is
it was
good?
Fish
is good. Mm-hmm.
Fish. So let me with what Natasha just said before.
No pumpkin. Pumpkin's okay. Not good.
Okay. So pumpkin is usually good for digestive stuff.
Yeah,
so you're saying no
good.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin's
all right, that's important then. No pumpkin. All right. Erin.
Yeah.
Remind me, I've forgotten.
Yes.
What'd you say? What's the deal with your brother? Why isn't the dog with your brother anymore?
Well, he used to live here, actually. So he used to
your
live
brother
with me,
lived there.
He just moved with his partner to Texas. He was going to take Kiyoshi later in December, but you know, with his age, I mean, he's there in an apartment down there. You know, he just thinks he'd be happier here with us.
Okay, that's all right. All right, now so. First of
yeah,
the
there's
first
just
thing,
some,
it's,
there's right, some
wait
wondering.
The first
some
thing I was thinking
there.
About is that with what Natasha said, Erin, is that if you guys have not talked to Kiyoshi about what's going on and why he's with you and where the brother is, and if brother isn't tuning in and sending mental postcards, we need to clean all that up because you need to explain to this dog what the heck's going on.
Okay.
Now, the other thing I want Natasha to tune in, because you humans are thinking, and the brother is thinking, oh, well, Kiyoshi's old. He should stay with my sister, too. He shouldn't go. So, Natasha, energetically, where does Kiyoshi belong? Should he stay with sister here? Should he go to Texas with the brother? Or does he just need to understand what's going
on? He's happy where he's at.
Does it matter? Yeah.
Yeah, he's happy where he's at. But the thing is, though, there's just that, you know, it's that, well, I'm with this person, but I'm not with this person. You know, there's just this unknown.
Okay, so just his understanding would help a lot.
Yeah, it's an anxiousness of what's going on. The humans in my life aren't necessarily where they're supposed to be. What's going on? It's more of a curiosity and a wondering, and then you're taking on the olderness of the digestive system, and that's kind of where the dog has processed a lot of the mindsets of the transitions of their humans, of the humans that have been playing in the role of his life and that kind of stuff. So the gut part of it has been where, like, sometimes, you know, animals will have like a knee that all the stress will go into, or the hips will go into. For this dog, it's been more the gut that the stress has gone into. So there's been just some longevity of stressors of, you know, where's the humans? What's going on with the life? You know, if you've gone through some stressors, you know, that dogs and animals just take on what we're doing in our life, right?
Yep, they pick up, process, and reflect back our stuff.
Exactly. And so it doesn't really matter what's going on with the brother or you, but it's just that curiosity and not sure what's going to happen and, you know, feeling that, well, what should have happened in my life? You know, he's not feeling in control of his life in a way because, well, should go or should he not go? You know, it's that.
Okay,
it's
it might be that dilemma. All right, well, so we're starting to run out of time here for this hour. So, Aaron, if we haven't covered enough bases, you are welcome to hold over the hour and we can, you know, start on the other side again. But I think where we need, and I didn't ask the question, the obvious question, you are positive this dog does not have fleas. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And but it sounds like it might be the place to start would be a fish diet with
fish,
and the canine turkey. Caviar fish is pretty clean, limited ingredient. And then getting everything else out. I think it's also really, really important that you sit down with Kiyoshi and you start explaining to him. Mm-hmm. And you just talk to him out loud and focus your mind on what you're saying and imagine it in your mind. And so take him through, you know, how much he loved your brother and that he really, you know, that they're bonded and all of that. But then explain to him about the brother's partner and the reason why they moved to where they did. Imagine them flying on the plane, it being a long ways away. And, you know, you got a good sales pitch. You can convince dogs of pretty much everything. So you want to, you know, help Kiyoshi understand that your brother still loves him. You're still, you know, part of his life. But we know that he is doing well at your place and is happy there. And that's why he's staying with you. But so I think it's real important to have that conversation.
Okay.
Then we need to have you call in next week so Dr. Nels can tune in and tell us how much work he needs there and get that balancing done, because it may be that you have to call in every month for a while to get him, you know, his nervous system balanced through this.
Sure.
But we also, I think it's real important, no matter what you're feeding, the digestive enzymes and probiotic, real important.
And is the probiotic separate, or is the probiotic with the enzymes? Or do I need another probiotic? If so, which one do you recommend?
Well, I'm going to have to. My brain is old, Aaron. So we've got to close out this hour, fire up the love train. I'm going to have to run into the kitchen and grab the Optigest. And as I know, there's probiotics and the Complete Plus I give. And so anyway, after the top of the hour, do you want to hold on while we love train so I can bring you back on?
Yeah. What time would that be at?
Well, but just we're going to love train now, and then it'll be, you know, what, 5 after 11 or something, whenever we're done, 5 or 6 minutes after. So we'll put you on hold and we'll finish this up after the top of the hour. All right. We will get back to Aaron starting next hour and finish up those details. Now we are going to fire up that love train one more time. So let's get on the love train, send a love and light all over the country, all over the world. And how about we send a little reality along? You know, kind of living in two worlds, at least in this country. Those that are looking at the truth and those that are making up their own truth. Make a choice to stand in the group with the truth and then ask for some help in knowing what that is. So, and let's spread that love and light all over the world. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train with us. And I energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in me forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.